By phone, Donald McDonald, more familiar, of course, as a North Melbourne figure, player and footy manager. But he was also a coach of the Box Hill Hawks when Sam Mitchell was in shorter pants than he is today. And Donald, it's great to have you with us. What are your recollections? And could you see in Sam this unique footballer who, against all the odds, has become a champion in the modern game back in those days?
Yeah, g'day, Tim. yeah, I think that the first time I laid eyes on Sam, he was playing for the Eastern Rangers in a final at the MCG, and he was, you know, just getting... He's actually playing like he plays today. He was just controlling the centre area and winning a lot of hard ball in close and bringing blokes into the game and using the footy really well on both sides of his body. So I'd actually just finished coaching Werribee. And there was no, like, it was in the old VFA days, if you like, and there was no affiliation with AFL clubs at that stage. So I was probably a little bit out of the loop with what recruiters were after, but I was astounded that he wasn't considered to be good enough to be looked at, even as a rookie in those days. So, yeah, what he's been able to do has been sensational since then.
So in season 2000, is it right, he was playing in the Box Hill Reserves and then was overlooked by every AFL club in that draft. He got into the seniors by the end of that year. And so pretty much unwanted across the comp.
Well, I think it was more in his final year at Eastern Rangers, he was overlooked by everybody. And then he didn't get a pre-season anywhere. And then that's when the top age kids from the Eastern Rangers that didn't get a look at an AFL club could choose to either come to Box Hill or they could go, you know, and play at a local, back to their local club. So Sammy got overlooked, so he eventually, you know, he was so disappointed that he didn't get a look anywhere, and he came back to Box Hill, and a lot of our staff at the time and our, you know, even senior players like Matty Brewer, who are on our list, really took Sammy under their wings and got him going again. And, you know, it took him a little bit to get going because he'd had a few injuries. I think he might have even had a little operation at the start of that year. But once he got going and got into their seniors, you know, the rest was history.
And in the history of the Hawthorn Football Club, that 2001 draft will go down pretty well. Luke Hodge at pick one and Sam finally got his shot at pick 36.
Yeah, it was a fair draft. And, you know, a lot of those boys that Sam started out his journey with at Box Hill were, you know, members of the 2008 Premiership team. So, you know, he came through with a great bunch of young fellas, and it's been sensational just to sit back and watch his career unfold.
And Donald, at that draft, just reading that you've got a fair bit of the credit, if not all the credit, for forcing the hand of Peter Schwab and also John Turnbull, the recruiting manager, and also David Parkin, who was at the club at the time, just kept at them and kept at them to take Sam Mitchell at the pick that you took him at. I'm sure you'd be pretty happy that you eventually convinced the powers that be to pick up Mitch.
Yeah, I think I've been getting a bit too much credit there, Lingy. I mean, as you know, ultimately it's up to the player to perform, and I think that's the first thing. I mean, I think anyone that went and watched the Box Hill Hawks premiership team in 2001 play on that day would have, if you couldn't have walked away from that game thinking that Sam Mitchell wasn't going to be a potential AFL player down the track, well, I don't know, I think you may have rocks in your head. But we were really lucky. I mean, Swabby had seen enough of him during the year. And look, in John Turnbull's defence, you know, there's a lot of focus on the under-18s in those days. I think, you know, a lot of the recruiters probably saw Sammy in the under-18s competition and just chose to think, oh, well, we've bypassed to Swabby's credit and Parko as well. I mean, Parko spent a lot of time with me that year sitting in the box out of Box Hill. And, you know, he was able to see Sam firsthand. So I think collectively we were just pushing to get him on our list because he was such a competitive animal. And I think that's the thing that, and at the time, Hawthorn really needed an injection of those type of players. And to their credit, you know, they got Sammy, they got Hodgie, they got Campbell Brown that draft as well. So I mean, there were some pretty competitive boys in that crew.
Do you recall Parko uttering the immortal words Diesel Williams as he watched him?
No, not really, but I think you know, like, Parko's had a hell of a lot to do with Sammy O the Journey, and as we know, Parko's an absolute legend in our game, and he's seen a lot, you know, he's seen some champions go through, and he obviously had a fair bit to do with Diesel, and their natural comparisons to make.
With Sam Mitchell, we marvel at what he does on the footy field and his skill, his footy brain, his decision-making, everything that he does. Off the field, was it his single-mindedness, almost bordering on, and I mean this in the right way, a selfishness to just, no matter what was going on in the world, in his life, everything, he was just going to make himself better no matter what. Is that almost untested quality that only the absolute best have, and he certainly had, that makes him the player he is?
Yeah, no doubt, Lingy. I think that Sammy might have put a few people off, you know, maybe even in his under-18s days because of his actual confidence in his own ability. And he probably sensed that a lot of people thought that he was too slow, or, you know, he was too podgy, or whatever you want to say. I mean, like, or he wasn't an athlete. You know, people were looking for athletes at the time. But so I got no doubt that he needed to have that self-belief, and in a way, that little bit of inner arrogance. And, you know, I think it's been really good for him too. I think that helped him get through earlier on. But I think as time's gone on, you know, money was looking at from afar, I think that Sammy's been able to become a great leader in his own right and embrace his teammates, but still no doubt about that. But I just think, you know, once he's stepped into the AFL and once he actually made the grade, I think he's become a really great leader and role model from what I can gather at the Hawks.
Donald, great to have a chat with you. Thanks for sharing your knowledge and recollections of Sam Mitchell, whom we celebrate today.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.